All right, Otto, I'll ask you again. Were you going for the win tonight, or are you just trying to finish?
Well, when I was coming out of turn four, I ducked under the three, and I was going for the win to get the finish.
And you finished the race, and you won the race, so it's kind of ahead of both best of both worlds.
Yeah, I mean, I was being smart there, but no, we weren't going for the win. We really weren't. Like, our objective of the night was to try to – I don't want to race anybody else. I want to try to race the race. But, you know, we were a little conservative most of the night, and Danny and Joe – we all looked at each other and said, Danny said to me before the feature, he goes, it feels like one of those nights that's just like stuff's going to happen, you know, carnage, whatever it might be. And I'm like, oh, man, you know, my stomach's churning.
You still get nervous out here?
No, I don't get nervous. I said my stomach's churning. So anyway, but no, you know, I just wanted to be able to finish. We were loose early. I see Barnsey, and I would pass a guy in the yellow would come out, and I'd either... And I get put back a spot, and it's like, man. So we go three laps, and the 68 goes from, like, 10th to, I don't know, 6th in three laps. And I get put back behind a guy that passed. I'm like, man, everything's working in my favor here. So then I just tried to be a little bit defensive because I was not that good. And then it seems like late in the race, maybe the two-thirds mark, I think we got past the 11. He was pretty, I talked to him after the race quick. He was pretty tight. And,
you and Doug both raced behind him for a long time, and it didn't seem like you almost were content.
I mean, at that point, I almost was. As long as I had four wheels left on the car at the end, I didn't want to crash. And then when I got alongside the 11, I don't think he saw me, and I had to get out of there fast on the backstretch. I thought I was going to go out of the park, and then he saw me the last second, got out of the way, and, you know, and he apologized after the race. But it was like one of those deals where it was just a really close deal, and I thought it was going to go bad. But once I got past him... The thing just all of a sudden was like the flick of a switch. It took off. And I think just the fuel load burned down and went from being sort of loose to it tightened up. And I could tell that I was really reeling in the front guys quick. And, I mean, Doug was pedaling it for all he was worth. And then, you know, I saw him sideways a lot. So it really goes good. But then I could just tell once I tried to get to the outside of him a couple times, he slid up in front of me. And then that last lap deal, it was just one of those deals where, you know, almost checkers or wreckers, but it had enough momentum when I legged it on the last lap that even if it wrecked, I think it would have slid across the finish line and we would have been at least second. So it was, you know, it was at that point, I think all these guys would have forgave me if I crashed it, but we were second.
Running down the finish line, taking the checker flag, what are you focusing on? You're just going straight, but are you looking towards that leaderboard to see whether you get him at the end?
No, I wasn't looking at the leaderboard. I was looking at the zero going, oh. I knew Doug was trying everything he could on the outside, and then Timmy was there. And then once I, like, couldn't get around Doug, I got the car to pivot, and then it literally went to the floor, and I didn't let off until I knew that we were well past the finish line. And then I just tried to woe it up, and it actually stuck and stayed against the hub rail, and we were three wide going into one. So, I mean, I don't ever want to do that to anybody, but it was one of those deals where, you know, two of us were definitely going for it. Poor Tim got stuck in the middle.
At what point did you know you won the race?
I drove around the track one whole lap because I heard Charlie, the kingpin there, he's going, yellow, yellow, yellow. And I'm thinking, oh, this is real good because the yellow just come out. Now we're going to put the three ahead of me, and we got one lap. And I'm thinking, man, this is just the way it goes for me. And I came around. And they weren't really saying much, and I did an extra lap, and I see the 7 and then the 3 on the board, and then Charlie finally said the 7, the 3, and somebody, 52, come to the front stretch, and I figured either I was going to get thrown out again, put to the rear or something, I don't know, whatever. So luckily they didn't, I guess I didn't do anything wrong that time.
You have so many guys on your crew, they all have their own special job, doing really, really well at it. You got to have somebody that deals with the points. That deals with the points and the numbers. What do you need to do to win next week? Just start?
I think roughly. Try not to. Hopefully the motor starts up, and then just don't spin out and hit the hub rail and don't have the torque arm brake, and hopefully it'll start up. And then I think we're in pretty good shape.
You can have both cars, or is Davey here next week?
No, we'll have both cars here. The one's not that good. We took it to Lee last night, and I don't know. You got to figure that thing out.
How big of a win is this for you?
This is a good one because, you know, I have an R word. It's called respect for Doug Dodiro. And, you know, I got respect for all those old guys. Doug's a hell of a racer, fabricator. And want to know what's best is anytime I go and see him, he's got respect for me. So that's sort of cool. And same with like somebody like Joe Gozick, 501 starts. And he thinks I'm all right. So, I mean, you get respect from guys like that. And I think I'm not too bad.
Doug said he didn't feel too bad about losing it because he's gotten a lot from you over the years.
Yeah, Doug's a cool cat. You know, he's quiet and all that, but I like him. He's a hell of a race car driver.
Finally, who do you have to thank for your victory tonight?
Nakota Racing, every one of them. They work hard. We went, you know, I mean, it's not that big of a deal, but I text Johnny the other day. I said to him, I said, you know how once in a while I come out with these crazy ideas? He goes, oh, yeah. I said, I got one for you. How about we put the wing that's been hanging in the barn, literally, it's got bird crap on it, dirt. I said, let's put that wing on the car that doesn't turn here at the racetrack. Let's go to Lee the night before Oswego. He goes, wow, he said, that's a pretty good one. And we did. We drove a motorhome out there, and Danny drove all the way out. You know, we sucked. We started in the back, and we finished eighth. We lost a cylinder, and we were all happy. And you get in the truck and the motorhome, and you all ride home. Get home 4 o'clock in the morning, and every one of us was smiling. We liked it. It was fun. We got our asses handed to us, and we liked it.
Look a little ahead past Classic. Are you going to run the wing anywhere?
Yeah, I'd like to put it on this car that turns and go run with the wing, but we'll see what happens. I mean, we got to get through this deal first, and, you know, our cars aren't really made for that, but I'll tell you what, a race car is a race car is a race car, so it'd be fun to go over to Star and see if the thing would turn and go.